Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner, and part two in this series.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are expanding your footprint very quickly.
No, we are. And one more note on that is, I discussed our parent company, Igneo Technologies, who has their operation in France. We've also been permitted to put that operation in Savannah, Georgia. So it'll be one of the first new smelting style operations that's come to the U.S. in a very long time.
So a quick question: how is a low grade smelting operation different from maybe a higher grade smelter that maybe goes after more of the gold and things like that?
Yeah, so process is a little unique because it's not your traditional smelting where you're smelting everything out into the various metals. You're creating a waste product at the end that has to be handled appropriately. Ours is a pyrolysis process. So what that does is it works at a lower temperature than your traditional smelter, and it feeds off organics. So when you send circuit boards to a smelter, it contains 20 to 30% organic material. So we capture that organic, and that's what fuels our fire. So that's what keeps everything at temperature. So the only piece of energy we need added is to start the furnace. So we use natural gas to start the furnace, and then the process works on all the organics. It just feeds the process, keeps the temperature where we need it. And that allows us to be carbon neutral. So we're actually feeding energy back to the energy grid in
wow.
France.
Really? Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it is. And we're still working out the details, but we will have carbon credits that will be available for companies. And we're still, like I said, we're still working out those details, how that's going to work and what that looks like. But we've done the analysis. We have a third party to do the analysis. And yes, we'll be able to offer carbon credits.
So with a carbon credit, is that something that you have to put out there and utilize as it comes about? Or can you kind of bank those and look for a strategic price on that, for example?
Very good question. I don't have all the details on it, and I don't think we as a company don't have all the details on it. My understanding is they give you an allotted amount over a certain period of time. So let's just say, as an example, they say, here's 100,000 carbon credits for your process, and they're good for 3 years.
Okay.
And then you can divvy them out however you choose.
Yeah, because I've heard of people that are going into that industry, and I guess for lack of a better word, they're carbon credit traders, and that are going to businesses and helping them trade those, to find the buyers. It's interesting.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting when everything's fully in place and we have that, we figure out, because a lot of our customer base is going to want to take advantage of those carbon credits. And so we want to make sure we, have all of our I's dotted and T's crossed when it comes down to it, because, some of the largest, a lot of people in this industry, we work with some of the largest companies in the world. So we want to make sure we have everything squared away when that time comes, we can provide them with carbon credits as they need.
Okay. And so what is Evterra's goal 5 years from now?
So our goal 5 years from now is to have operations throughout the U.S. and each operation working at 100% capacity, right? So we're talking each operation doing 70 million pounds. So, when it's all said and done 5 years from now, we hope to be doing over 200 million pounds a year of processing. Low to mid-grade electronics, which then in turn feeds the new Savannah operation for precious metal recovery. So that'll allow us to help the manufacturers out there create that circular economy by providing recycled content.
So that kind of leads into the next question. How will Evterra make an impact? So this, is that how you're going to, by doing this, the circular method then, economy?
Yeah, so via the circular economy, right? So we don't just want to stop it at precious metal recovery, right? We get the precious metals, we put it back onto the market through the refining organizations that we utilize. But we want to go that next step further, right? We want to go, you know, fine tune a plastics process so we can, put a clean plastic mix on the market, and that can be reused in the creation of more electronics or other products. So we don't just want to stop at precious metals. We want to go that next step and continue going that next step.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a wide range, long-term plan. So what can our listeners look forward to? What do you have coming up on the horizon in 2022?
Yeah, 2022 is action-packed, right? So not only are we going to be out going after various customers and material, bringing material in, but the expansion plans. I mean, it's nonstop. Once we get one fully set up and certified, the next one starts. Then the next one, then the next one. It's just going to be very action-packed of bringing in lots of electronics to be recycled, as well as setting up new facilities and having everything squared away and certified.
So do you think that that's going to have an impact on some of the other recyclers that are out there, that since you'll have the smelter, that you'll either A, be able to take those customers direct, or I guess perhaps the recyclers would be customers of yours also, maybe?
Yeah, looking at both companies, Igneo and Evterra, yes. I mean, what we want to do is be looked at as a downstream, right? We don't necessarily want to be looked at as a competitor. We want to work with all the other recyclers out there, whether it's processing whole equipment or taking their commodities, their shred output, and then taking it to our precious metal recovery operation. So yeah, I think it's going to have a big impact on those guys, because what's going to happen is instead of having to ship things overseas, everything stays domestic. So you're reducing transportation, you're reducing carbon footprint, you're yielding more value because you're reducing your costs, right? And we can, you know, we're able to, especially on the low to mid grade, we're able to show really good value recoveries on that type of material. So yeah, we hope everybody will want to work with Evterra and Igneo for their downstream processing needs.
So Chris, one of the things I always like to ask our guests is, since you've really grown in business and been through a few companies, was there a time when somebody kind of helped you or mentored you to kind of grow in the business?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everywhere I've been, there's been somebody you kind of latch on to, and they mentor you. When I was at Sims, I probably had two people that mentored me the most. And to this day, I don't forget what they've taught me. It's they've taught me the industry. They've taught me how to go about, developing more business, sales tactics, etc. So I'm definitely grateful for the opportunities I've had with those people, and continue to use those lessons as I conduct business daily.
And does that also give you the opportunity to mentor others yourself?
Yes, no, I absolutely. Business, it's all about knowledge, right? you're going to see different boards, different material, and everybody needs to know what that is. So yeah, I mean, I'm communicating with our sales staff regularly to discuss, materials out there. If you have questions, ask questions, always be out on the operations floor to see your material coming in, ask questions about that material, ask how it's processed, understand the processing of it. It's just constantly teaching and having, the new people to the industry just constantly evolving and learning more.
Great. Yeah, it's so important to be able to pass that on and help others grow. Is there anything else that you think maybe you wanted to bring out or that we have not covered in our conversation?
No, I think we've covered Evterra and Ignio as a whole. From the top down, Ignio and Evterra, we've put a great team together at both companies who have we probably have over 200 years of industry experience. Wow. Between the management at Evterra and Ignio. So we've put a great team together, and we're just looking forward to moving forward with everybody in the industry.
Great. Okay. Well, I really want to thank you for your time this morning and being our guest on ITAD Talk. And we'll look forward to all these new developments and sites that you're going to have over the next year or so. And look forward to seeing you at the next trade show too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Jeff, thanks for the opportunity. And yeah, we'll see each other at the shows.
Thanks again for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe anywhere you listen.